With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The Justice Department is sued to block California's new congressional map.
On November 4th, California voters approved redrawn congressional boundaries that could give Democrats a shot at gaining five U.S. House seats. About a week and a half later, though, the Justice Department's filed a lawsuit challenging the new map, joining a case brought by the California Republican Party. Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom pushed hard for the new boundaries, saying it would counter a Republican-led effort in Texas backed by President Trump. Two other Republican-led states, Missouri and North Carolina, have also redrawn their maps to boost GOP chances. But California's redistricting is the first and so far only effort being challenged by the Justice Department. I'm Ben Thomas.
Russia has launched a major missile and drone attack on Kyiv yesterday.
Most recent Russian aerial attacks have targeted electricity infrastructure around the country ahead of the bitter winter months. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Friday's assault targeted high-rise apartment blocks and was intended to harm civilians. The attack also hit Odessa and Kharkiv. Ukraine used American-made Patriot air defense systems to shoot down 14 missiles. In response, Ukraine has launched its own drones and missiles against Russian targets. Moscow officials deny targeting civilian areas, claiming they hit military facilities. I'm Karen Shamas.
Parts of Southern California are being drenched by heavy rain as millions were under a flood watch. The National Weather Service says rainfall at rates of 1 inch per hour is possible in the Los Angeles area, where officials warned of possible flash flooding and potential mudslides, particularly in areas recently burned by wildfires. Residents in several communities around Los Angeles County were advised to be ready to leave at a moment's notice. This is SRN News. A look at the religious practices of America's senior citizens.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it reveals that 56% of people who are age 65 and older say they pray at least once a day. 36% also report attending worship services in person at least once a month. There's definitely an outreach opportunity for churches amongst America's elderly. The Pew poll also reports that more than a third of people 65 and up say they feel lonely at least some of the time. Michael Harrington reporting.
Tensions over the Israel-Hamas war have spilled into K through 12 schools around the country, with advocates reporting a rise in anti-Semitism since the 2023 attack on Israel. Some argue that school teachers have failed to take the threat seriously. The Trump administration has not punished public school systems the way it has hit hot colleges that tolerate anti-Semitism, but schools are still facing pressure to respond more aggressively. This is SRN News. Speaking to reporters aboard Air Force One, the president says he doesn't care if the House votes to force the Justice Department to release all files and communications related to Jeffrey Epstein.
They can have whatever they want. They already do. I think they have 50,000 pages already. Look, this is a Democrat hoax. This is a hoax put out by the Democrat, and a couple of few Republicans have gone along with it because they're weak and ineffective. But this is a Democrat hoax to get away from the fact that they just lost the shutdown and they've lost the elections. They've lost the big election, to me, in a record number.
OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma's efforts to settle thousands of lawsuits over the toll of opioids is on the verge of approval. It will require members of the Sackler family who own the company to pay up to $7 billion over time and mean the end of the company under the Purdue name. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.